Sarashvuas Parikdalid Mishnah Hey, Mashbiani Aleichem. A person places two Edom under oath and makes them take a shvuah, lo tavo to Udini, that you won't come and say Edus for me, meaning that you don't know the following Edus. Sheyeshli biat ploni pikaron uchumisya the gezel babeda. That so and so had the following thing that belonged to me. He has a pikaron, a deposit that I gave him, a chumisya, which is a loan. He stole something from me, and he found an object that belongs to me, which he has to return. And the Edom responds, Shvuah she'ein anu yodin l'cha edus. They take a shvuah that we don't know edus, that is nogea to you, ein chayavin ela'acha. If it turns out that they really did know this edus, they're only chayav to bring one korban. Even though the edus included four things, the pikaron, shumis yad, gezel, and aveda, since in the shvuah that the Edom made, they did not specify all of these things, it's considered one shvuah, and therefore they're chayav to bring only one korban if it turns out that they really did know the edus. Shvuah she'ein anu yodin she'yesh l'cha b'yad ploni pikaron u'chumis yad v'gezel v'aveda. Chayavin alko achat v'achat. But if when the Edom take the shvuah, they spell out all of the things that the person wants them to be made about, they say that we are taking a shvuah that we do not know anything about the pikaron, the chumis yad, and the gezel, and the aveda, and it turns out that they really did know the edus, then they are chayav to bring four kabanos for all four things, since they spelled out in their shvuah all the four things. Mashpiani aleichem im lo tavo to iduni sheyeshli biat pikaron biat ploni pikaron chitin usa'orin ukusim. Somebody makes Edom take a shvuah that they don't know the following edus, that such and such a person has in his hand the following thing that belonged to me that I gave him as a pikaron, as a deposit: wheat, barley, and spelt. And the Edom responded, Shvuah she'ein anu yodin l'cha edus. Ein chayavim ela achas. They take a shvuah that we do not know edus that is nogea to you. The Edom would be chayav only one korban if it turns out they really did know the edus, even though the shvuah was about three things. Since they didn't spell out the three things, they only chayav one korban. Shvuah she'ein anu yodin l'cha edus she'yesh l'cha b'yad ploni chitin usarin ukuzmin. But if the Edom take a shvuah that we don't know the following edus that is nogea to you, that such and such a person has wheat, barley, and spelt that belong to you, in this case, the Edom would be chayav to bring three korbanos, since they spelled out the chitin and the zorim and the kuzmin in the shvuah. It's as if they took three shvuahs, and therefore they're chayav to bring three korbanos if it turns out that they really did know the edus. Somebody places two Edom under oath. He makes them take a shvuah that they don't know the following Edus. That such and such a person owes me nezek, damages. My property was damaged because of him and he has to pay for it. Or that he owes me cheti nezek, half damages. Now, what are the cases where somebody has to pay half damages? A normal case is where his short tom gored the other guy's shore. Short tom is a shore that had not gored three times previously. As the Torah says, the dinah, the owner of the shore, has to pay only half damages. Now, this is a knas, not mamon. It's a fine. It's not money that is intrinsically owned. It's a fine that the Torah places on the owner of the shore so that he will guard his shore. Now, this is not the case that we're talking about here, because when Edom deny that they know Edus, if somebody owes somebody a knas, even if it turns out that they know the edus, still they are not chayav a korban. The reason being is that by a knas, if the person who owes the knas admits in front of Bezin to owing the knas, he is patur from paying the knas if he admits it before the edim comes. So therefore, by virtue of denying the edus, they didn't necessarily cost the other person money, as maybe the person who owed the knas will admit to owing the knas and be patur anyway. And Edom are only chayav to bring a korban if, by denying the edus, they are costing the other person money for sure. So therefore, we're talking about a different case over here. We're talking about chati nezek tzroros, which is somebody's animal is walking on the road and pebbles shoot out from under the foot of the animal, enter somebody else's property, and damages his property. That the din is that the owner of the animal would pay chati nezek, as his animal caused indirectly a damage. And the din is, as the Torah says, he pays only half damages. This is mamon, not knas. So therefore, if Edom deny knowing edus of chati nezek tzroros, they are chayav to bring a korban if they really knew the edus. Tashlume Kefo, Tashlume Arba V'chamisha. If Edom take a shvua that they don't know the Edus, that somebody owes somebody else Kefo, he stole money from the other person and he has to pay double. Or they deny knowing the Edus that somebody owes somebody 4 or 5 times the amount of the stolen object. This is a case where he stole a shor or set, and the din is that if he shechts it or sells it, he'd have to pay 4 or 5 times the amount. Now, even though kefo, an arba v'chamisha, is a knas, and we just said that when Edom denies to knowing a knas, they don't have to bring a korban. The reason why in this case they are chayav to bring a korban is because included in the kefo and the arba v'chamisha is the karen, the principal, and that is mamon haknas, so therefore, by denying that they know the edus, they are costing the person for sure the principal, and therefore they have to bring a korban. V'sha'anas ish ploni es biti, upita es biti. Or they take a shvua that they don't know that such and such a person raped the other person's daughter or seduced the other person's daughter, that there is a chiyuv tashlumim for being ma'anes or being mafata the person's daughter. Now, even though included in that tashlumim also is knas, but since there is also a chiyuv mamon in the tashlumim, which is boshes and pagam, the embarrassment that was caused, plus the damages that were caused, so therefore they are costing the person the boshes and the pagam by denying the edus, and therefore they have to bring a korban if they really knew the edus. V'shehikani bni u'shechava bichaveri u'shehidlik et gedishi v'yom ha'kipurim hari elu chayav. Or if you make them take a shvua that his son hit him, we're talking about over here, where the son hit the father but didn't cause a wound, so therefore the son is not chayav misa, so therefore there is a chayav tashlumin, and by denying the edus, they are costing the person the money that the son is chayav to pay for hitting his father. Or they deny knowing edus that his friend wounded him on Yom HaKippurim or ignited his stack of tavua, of grain, on Yom HaKippurim. If they deny knowing this edus and they really did know the edus, they're chayav to bring a korban. Now, even though there's a chiyuv kares for wounding somebody on Yom Kippur or for igniting his gadish, when there's a chiyuv kares, we don't say kimle b'raba mineh, that we only give him the more severe punishment, which is a kares, and that he doesn't have to pay mama. Because if that would be the case, the Edom would not have to bring a korban since they're not costing the other person money. But the truth is that we don't say kimle b'raba mineh when there's a chiyuv kares, only when there's a chiyuv misas bezdin. So therefore, the person would have to pay for the gadish or for wounding his friend, and by virtue that the Edom took a shvua that they don't know the Edus, they're costing the person money, and therefore, if it turns out that they knew the Edus, they're chayav to bring a korban.